Now, on our show, we got a guy who works for us named Ramon, who manages to hack into just about any Palm Pilot that he can in Washington and Blackberries, but for that means. You know, he came in today. He must have known we were doing the show. Came in today dressed as, a standard CIA stooge guy. Comes in, hands us this Palm Pilot. We got John Negroponte scheduled for today. 6 a.m., wake up. Try to ignore the cluster of red laser sights targeted at my bald head. 8 a.m., call Porter Goss and Donald Rumsfeld. Tell them they don't have to call me boss. Dark Prince will be fine. 10 a.m., press conference. If reporters ask how I got the job as intelligence czar, tell them I made my bones in Honduras when you were still doing cheerleaders. I got torture chops, punk. Next question. 1 p.m., review current status of all 15 intelligence agencies, starting with the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, the Defense Department. Eliminate whichever branch is most likely to side with Rumsfeld. 2 p.m., call the heads of each agency. Call the heads of each agency. In a friendly way, let them know that while the death squads are gone, I can activate my new freedom squads with just a phone call. Hello, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. Good morning. 4 p.m., rehearse daily intelligence briefings for President Bush. Keep practicing until I can deliver it in under 20 seconds. And 6 p.m., set the budgets for the entire intelligence community. Run final numbers by Osama, who's in the basement, of course. In the basement. That's where he lives. Osama bin Laden, if those of you know, the cave that he lives in, the basement of the White House. Every so often, you'll see a video. Now, we're going to see a video very shortly. That's what I'm anticipating, Mark Riley. With all this Porter Goss talk, you got Porter Goss saying that, you know, Iraq is a terrorist manufacturing plant. You got Porter Goss saying that it's still not safe at home. It's still not safe over there. They're setting something up. They're setting it up. We're going to have more terror alerts. They want to get something through the heads of America. I don't know if it's going to be to continue to push Social Security. They want to get the American people so pimp-slapped, so out of their minds with fear that they just do an alert and they can tell them literally to do anything.
They may not even have to do alerts after a while. They may just be able to, go to that little chip in everybody's head and bam, everybody does exactly what they're told.
Beth, did you ever read Don DeLillo's book, White Noise?
Mm-mm.
At the end of White Noise, this guy's on some sort of pharmaceutical. He's taking so many of them that the side effect is that he can't hear, he can't tell the difference between when something's said to him or when something really happens. So you could say, hail of bullets! And he'd be like, oh no, you feel like he's being fired upon. That's what's going to happen to the American people.